It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 12, 2019. Today is the birthday of American wagon and carriage builder Clement Studebaker, born in 1831 in Pinetown in Adams County, Pennsylvania. With his brother Henry, he co-founded the H&C Studebaker Company, the forerunner of the Studebaker Corporation, which built Pennsylvania-German Conestoga wagons and carriages during his lifetime and automobiles after his death in South Bend, Indiana. By the age of 14, Studebaker had learned to work as a blacksmith in his father's shop. Later, he taught school. In 1852, Clement and his brother Henry opened their own blacksmith shop at the corner of Michigan and Jefferson Streets in what is now the heart of downtown South Bend. He married Charity Brad on October 12, 1852, in St. Joseph County, Indiana. The couple had two children, both of whom died in infancy. Charity herself died in March 1863. Clement then married Anna Harper Milburn, and this marriage produced three children, George, Anne, and Clement Studebaker, Jr. George and Clement, Jr. founded the South Bend Watch Company. In 1858, Henry's interest in the business was bought out by his younger brother, John. At that time, the brothers were filling wagon orders for the U.S. Army, which they continued to do throughout the Civil War. However, Henry was a committed pacifist and may have objected to having a part in making war material. An official Studebaker Company history says simply, "Henry was tired of the business, and he wanted to farm. The risks of expanding were not for him." Clement and three other brothers went on to develop the Studebaker Brothers Manufacturing Company into the largest wagon builder in the world and the only manufacturer of horse-drawn vehicles to switch successfully to automobiles. In 1889, Clement Studebaker completed construction on a 26,000-square-foot mansion in South Bend and named it Tippecanoe Place, probably in honor of the family settlement near Tip City, Ohio. The mansion has been carefully restored and converted into a restaurant. Studebaker died on November 27, 1901. He was 70. In 1911, the company he founded acquired the Everett Metzger Flanders Company of Detroit, later forming the Studebaker Corporation. By 1916, Clement Jr. had also become president and chairman of the North American Light and Power Company. He served in other executive positions as well, including president and chairman of the Illinois Power and Light Company and its subsidiary, the Illinois Traction Company, as well as treasurer of the Chicago and South Bend Railroad. In December 1963, Studebaker shuttered its South Bend plant, ending the production of its cars and trucks in America. The company's Hamilton, Ontario facilities remained in operation until March 1966, when Studebaker shut its doors for the final time after 114 years in business. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 12, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.